Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I'm here with Ian Goddard from the Isle of Wight Council No Barriers. Good afternoon, Ian.
Good afternoon, Kitty.
And can you tell me what it is that No Barriers does?
Yeah, No Barriers, we provide employment support for people with learning disability, physical disability, mental health problems, autism. So it's really anybody that has a barrier to getting into work. So then we'll help them with applications, CVs, interview strategies and techniques. We can also help with ESA claims, JSA claims, and anything pertaining to employment.
So how long have you worked with the No Barriers?
I've been with No Barriers for about 5 or 6 years now.
So has that been the length of time that No Barriers has been around?
No, No Barriers started about 20 years ago, initially with EU funding. When the funding ran out, the council picked it up and ran with it, and we've been in existence ever since.
So what sort of things do you do with people on a daily basis?
We try and get them opportunities, whether it's volunteering or paid employment is ideal for a lot of people, but it could be just volunteering or work experience to give people a chance to show their worth. So it's not about what they can't do, it's about what they can do.
Absolutely.
And it's about employers giving them a chance, get their foot in the door. We'll support them to do that. And that's basically what it's about. It's about getting people a chance.
And so when people are actually in employment or in volunteering, are you able to continue to support them in that?
Yes, we do. We're not in with them 24/7. We get them settled and then we back off. But we're there as support for the employee and the employer, because quite often they're dealing with a disability that they don't understand, something like autism. So we can help them understand that, and we can also provide training for companies with regards to autism, where we'll go in and do the training so that their staff then have a better understanding of how one of their colleagues might be acting, and there could be a perfectly good reason for it.
Okay, so what sort of employers have you been working with recently?
We work with White Salad. They've been excellent over the years employing our people. The co-op are very good. We have volunteers in the British Heart Foundation, Vectis Radio, as well.
Yes.
The YMCA, we've got people working there as well. Whitecliff Bay Holiday Park, we've had people pass through there. So there's a wide range of companies across the island who have offered people a chance. I'm in Dimbola, I've got one guy in there who's does the washing up. National Trust, I've got some of our people volunteering with them. So it's a wide range of abilities across a wide range of companies and outlets.
Such a valuable service you provide, Ian. And how many people are in your team?
There's five, but not everybody's full-time, so it's just under four in terms of the amount of hours between us. And we've got about, 250 people that are open to us. But there's an ebb and flow to any involvement with
yes.
people. So it's not, you don't see 250 every week, obviously. But we can get them settled and back off for a few months. And then there might be an issue will crop up and we'll step in, do a piece of work with them and calm them down again. And as I say, there's an ebb and flow to the whole dealing with our clients. So, yeah.
So what's the most favourite part of your job, would you say?
I think the most favourite part is when you get somebody into a position, whether it be a job or a volunteer position, and just to see what it does for them and their self-esteem. That you can actually see it lifts them, that they've got a reason to get up, they've got a reason to get out of the house, to go somewhere and become valued. And it just does so much for people.
So you're helping a lot of people that ordinarily may not get the opportunities, and I think that's an absolutely brilliant role to have. I really do think that people need to be given the opportunity, so I'm so great to see that you do that.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ian. This is Kitty, back to the studio.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.